This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. We're going to do a radio graffiti for the first half hour, which means call or text. And everything you text, everything you say, you got a minute. As long as you follow the rules and don't say any naughty words, you'll be on for a full minute, uninterrupted. Take it. We do reserve the right to continue the conversation beyond a minute, maybe ask a question or two, give a comment. But the idea is get in now, say what you think needs to be said. Somebody yesterday made the comment, well, I thought this was what's on your mind. Well, it is, always. And I think yesterday we had the president of Dickinson State University on. We had Andrew Giuliani on. We had Ron Ness on. We had, what else did we do? We did a lot of stuff. We found out what was on the minds of a lot of folks doing a lot of things. But, you know, some days we have time for more callers than other days. And honestly, our best day is when we have more of you telling us what's on your mind. So that's why we have a 24/7 way to do that at 855-200-1776. That is our Be the Buffalo hotline, sponsored by Oasis Petroleum. You can call us during the show when we are live, which live is What's on Your Mind, the local edition on WDAY and AM 1100 The Flag, runs from 8:30 until 9 Central. Then the statewide edition with K-Fire 550, AM 1090, KTGO, KLTC. That is 9 to 11 Central Time in the morning. And then we're replayed on many stations, including 550 K-Fire from 7 to 9 to 9, unless they're sports. Right, Todd? Sometimes it's preempted for the most time. Most
State part, B boys basketball tonight.
Yeah, there's State B, so you got us now. You better enjoy it now. Replay won't be there. And I'm always amazed at texts and emails and comments I get from 7 to 9. So there's a lot of you listening at night. I know that'll include, you know, obviously more of you come planting season and harvest. And, you know, we love it because it's just another way to reach a lot of folks. And it's one of the highest rated shows on K-Fire, the 7 to 9 replay. So that's kind of fun. Nobody else on the radio in any other, well, aren't there competitors? I think there are competitors for K-Fire, but I'm not sure you'd call them competitors. But, yeah. KBMR probably the closest, and it's you, it's yours. Yeah. Anyway, from the, you know, the evening hours, it's a highly rated show for folks listening to the radio at that time. But we appreciate that; it's very nice. But if you want to interact with the show, the best time to do it is 9 to 11. When is KLTC running the show? They're time shifting it a bit.
It's 2 to 4 Mountain Time.
Yeah. So when you're listening on KLTC 2 to 4 Mountain, you're listening obviously to a replay as well. But you can call 855-200-1776. Whenever you're listening to it and comment, you're going to get on maybe on the next day's show. So it's easy to do. Text us, Todd, at 701-226-8503, and I'm at 701-367-2054. Radio Graffiti, let's go. Tell us what's on your mind. Texter says, anyone who takes a full-size truck out on a lake now is a capital letter D, capital letter O, capital letter R, capital letter K. A dork with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
I repeat, anyone who takes a full-size truck out on a lake now is a dork. Okay.
And a future customer of Tri-State Diving and the rescue recovery team.
Yeah.
Getting your vehicle out of the lake, you decided to drive on, or river.
Be careful, my friends. Be careful.
Don't do it.
Be smart. You know, you kind of get lulled into a sense of, well, it's been out there 10 times already this year. It'll be fine. No. Be careful. Very good point. Another texture. Just at the grocery store, waiting for my wife to come out, saw a red 2010 F-150, came by wearing a North Dakota personalized plate that said, Trump won. My thought was, yes, he did. Nah, that's pretty good. You get it? The Trump won.
Mm-hmm.
Trump won. The number one, so it fit on the plate, but Trump won. Okay. Here's another. Get your calls in here, by the way, 258-0550. Get in line to do 1 minute, 1 minute only of radio graffiti. You can say anything. You can call it the Hannon Hotline I'm sorry, the hate hen hotline if you want. You know, where's the Hengem guy? We got to get a little Hengem going.
Yeah, he hasn't been around in a while.
Where's our friend Mike Quinn to throw out some love our way? You know, I mean, use it, folks.
He's
you got a minute.
In Arizona, I suppose.
Well, he still listens. Yeah. Still listens down there.
Oh, yeah.
And ever since we had that pleasant off-air conversation, I don't know that we've heard from him. So it's yours to use, even the Hate Hennen hotline at 258-0550-271-1100. Give us a call. All right, texter says, this is from Gail. Scott, why is nobody talking about this? The state sued R.J. Reynolds Company again. But nobody cares. But when they want to legalize smoking cannabis, which is also a carcinogen, crickets from the Heart and Lung Association. Grab a headline. It's all about tax money. Interesting. He's talking about the tobacco settlement in Minnesota to put $81 million plus in the state general fund. Wondering why nobody's talking about this. That is interesting. South Dakota, big fight over legalized marijuana. No doubt that fight will be in North Dakota as well. Legalized ND ran into David Owens the other day. I was watching a little UND hockey in Bismarck at the Buffalo Wild Wings there up north. Big contingent of folks wearing all things UND, Fighting Sioux. I did see one Fighting Hawks hat. I don't know why they get to make the guy sit in the corner, but something was a little weird there. Anyway, I ran into David, and he said, well, South Dakota, this is interesting. You know, people want it. It is popular in North Dakota, in South Dakota, rather. Evidently, the polls support it. And the legislature passed it because, if you remember, they had an initiated measure down there. I don't know if they call it that, but they had a vote in South Dakota that did pass but was bounced in court on what, if you're a legalized South Dakota fan, you'd call a technicality. A technicality. Right? So I guess the theory is South Dakota wants it. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if I necessarily believe that, but that's the theory. Now, Governor Kristi Noem said, I don't care if it passed in South Dakota last time. I don't care if it passed. And it got bounced on a technicality. I don't care if the legislature passed it. I'm going to veto it. And that caused a little bit of consternation down there. I think if I was the governor of, you know, the state of Scott, I would do the same thing. And the reason I would do the same thing is because you can't cash in what you believe, regardless if the people you serve think differently, right? Because they can vote you out. You don't become governor, senator, house member and say, everything they want, I'll do when it comes to a line in the sand related to what you personally believe. And I believe I've seen enough evidence that suggests marijuana is not something you want easily accessible because there will be kids and others with less brain cells. And I don't think less brain cells are a good thing. I see the look on Kevin's face now. He wants to argue with me.
Not really.
Kevin, we'll give you the radio graffiti moment here.
My only thing is I think that train's left the station. I mean, you know, we don't want it any more easily accessible, but I go back to what David Owens said during the first round in New York, in North Dakota, where if you think that, you know, it's not accessible to those that want it, think again, because it just is.
Well, that's a throw-in-the-towel argument.
I know. Yeah. And it kind of is, but it's...
That's sort of like, I would not argue...
The train has left the station argument, but let me finish. I was just saying that, you know, so the tax money is a big thing. I know that's the big carrot of it. It's definitely out there. It's everywhere. In D.C., when we were there, everywhere you walked, you could smell it in the hotel. You could smell it everywhere we were.
D.C. I don't want North Dakota to become D.C.
I get it. But, you know, again, I just... That train is a bit left of the station.
The day the Dakotas become D.C., I mean, come on, Marion Barry?
Yeah, truly.
Well, here's the other thing I'd say.
Good point.
I bristle at the whole the train has left the station argument generally. I'll give you another example. Do I want my daughters to have sex outside of marriage? No, I don't. Do a lot of daughters end up having sex outside of marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I'm never going to say it's okay. I'm never going to say go do that. I'm going to say, look, number one, in high school, really bad idea. Really bad idea. I get it. Yeah. Hormones are raging, everything else. You're not prepared for it. You're not ready for it. Okay? So bad idea. Second of all, what do we go to church every Sunday to learn? We go to church every Sunday to learn that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that is when you, you know, give of yourself. You don't give of yourself outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it happen? Yes. Yeah. Of course it happens. Are there unplanned pregnancies? Of course. But what's the ideal? I want for my daughters the ideal. So many people there say, well, throw them the towel, tell them they better protect themselves. Here's a, you know, condom. Here's a... Wait a minute. You're throwing in the towel.
Well, I'm just not a big prohibitionist. I'm not, you know, I mean, we know how that works. It just doesn't work. So you figure out a way to, you know, I mean, live with it, send the right message, teach your kids not to do those things, and hopefully they don't.
You know who really won me over on this argument related to the health impacts was a guy by the name of Alex Berenson. He spoke at Hillsdale College. I saw the speech, and we had him on the program. He's on a lot of a number of different programs. I think Hannity has him on a lot. Really a smart guy. And the actual research on this is unbelievable. And that's what never gets presented in these arguments. So I think Christy Noem did the same thing. Anyway, Steve in Lake Park, Minnesota, you're next to go, wants to talk nuclear energy. Did I say it right, Todd?
So you did. Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rents right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford and might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214 or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them... No, it's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Friday's at Petco Store of USA. Tomorrow, great Lent specials. Although my friend Monsignor Schumacher said, well, it's Friday. It's all about St. Joseph, and you're little dispensation there on that. So I think I'll take full advantage of that, of a ribeye on a Friday, just to say, okay, well, this will get me through the rest of Lent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, where's the,
I'm going to have a ribeye.
Where's the steak sauce?
I'm drooling over ribeye because I can. But today there is, well, Valley City, pulled pork or French dip sandwiches, meatloaf dinner in Harwood, country fried steak West Fargo, goulash on 12th Avenue and I-29, the MP store downtown. Fargo has Salisbury steak, Glendon chicken tater bake, and in Euland, chicken pot pie. All of that home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Here's Steve in Lake Park, Minnesota, on, let me see if I get this right, nuclear energy. Homer, how'd I do? Did I get it? Okay,
that
Steve,
was,
good.
That was actually Peter Griffin, but...
What was Peter Griffin?
The nuclear.
I thought it was Homer Simpson.
It's nuclear. It's nuclear, dummy. The S is silent.
No, it's Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
Oh, Family Guy. Okay, all right. I get him and Homer mixed up. Anyway, Steve in Lake Park, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Well, I see, I guess your listeners, all the good sources on nuclear energy information. I just want to let your readers know that there's a huge opportunity for the state of North Dakota, because you can actually use the existing stockpile of nuclear waste to make energy that's the equivalent of the United States requirement for the next 1,000 years. Nobody's talking about it. And there's about $45 billion in Congress in a fund to solve the what everybody calls nuclear waste problem. I think it would be elegant to use that for energy, solve that problem, use that fund to put North Dakota in the next century of energy competition. And I just wanted everybody to know that.
All right. I'm an all-of-the-above kind of guy. And Dwayne Sand was on that mission for a while to say, you know, the storage thing, just like we're doing with CO2, that we should consider nuclear here. I think, you know, in other words, I don't fear it like some people do. It is clean, right? It used to be
100% clean energy.
Yeah, used to be the fair-haired boy of the eco-terrorist world, and then they decided they hate that too. So, I hear what you're saying, Steve. I think, look, all of the above is a good by me. Minnesota's what they're decommissioning them. New York is, and their electricity rates necessarily skyrocket, to use their vernacular. But I appreciate that. Thanks for the call. Also, we gave him a full minute there, and we weighed in. You got a minute in Radio Graffiti here today. Other texters saying the following: masks. Masks, ridiculous. I'm on my third paper since March of 2020. It has fallen on the ground, fallen on the floor of the store, fallen on the floor of my car. I still need to slap it on my face to comply because I live in Minnesota. I must have one great immune system.
Stop wearing it. There's your answer. Stop wearing it.
Well, you can, obviously. Here's my deal on masks. I mean, I think if a doctor wears a mask into surgery to make sure that nothing bad comes out of him into somebody that they're operating on, masks have some value. But guess what? What else did the doctor do? Puts the mask on. Actually, has somebody else put it on? Has somebody put his gloves on? Nobody touches the mask, right? So I do think, actually, UND did a study on this. They sent researchers into Hugo's grocery stores, and they did a observing without people knowing they were being observed of all mask behavior.
Right.
And I'm not an egghead from UND, but I would tell you this: my interpretation of what they said as a result of that was any value from the mask is gone because of how we use the mask.
Hey, you're thinking too much.
Up, down, on the table.
Yeah,
you know,
thinking too much.
The whole thing.
Take them off. Don't wear it.
Yeah,
period.
Yeah. So
done.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think we're well past the time. You know, a very smart doctor that I know, I won't say his name because I don't know if he said this for attribution, but he said the way the numbers fell like a rock in North Dakota, we had herd immunity long before anybody else did. That they just dropped off the cliff, and we didn't even know we built up herd immunity. So I don't know. I am respectful of others who want me to wear a mask. I will continue to be. Every meeting I have, here, you know, we have them available. We say, you know, if you want to wear one and you want me to, please tell me. I think if I own a business and I decide to put a sign on the business that if you want to shop with me, you need to wear a mask, that's called America.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can do that.
And I can choose not to shop there, too, because I don't want to put a stupid mask on my face.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I do.
Which is, I found all the places I can go now in the last 2 months where I don't have to put it on and no one bothers me, so I don't wear one.
Texas said, you said to text what's on your mind. Well, this is what's on my mind. I've wondered for years why you have not had Vern Dosch on your show yet. You will never meet a more humble, intelligent servant leader. Please enjoy your interview. Well, how about that? And Vern's sitting next to me here, getting ready for the interview at the bottom of the hour. So I think Vern's been on the air before, though. I don't know how many times, but I think at least on an occasion or two, I seem to remember some things over the years and things that were done on the workforce front or something. But we'll call it the first official interview, certainly in person. So we're looking forward to that for sure. All right, let's see who else wants to weigh in here. We went down the nuclear waste disposal route 20 years ago. Absolutely not. Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair, too. My question is, 20 years ago versus today, technology, the rock formations below North Dakota, can you do things here you couldn't do elsewhere? Is it worth the studying? I think so. Another texter, I'm still irate at the NDGOP for their willingness to embrace Pelosi-style politics and to boot a member with no due process. It's time for a third party. I'm going to repeat what I've said about the due process related to the incident you're talking about with Luke Simons. Number one, if you are a member of the House of Representatives in North Dakota, in any legislature in the country, or in Washington, D.C., due process is exactly what the members say is due process. Now, you can say, you should have done it better. You should have done it different. I think that's fair. But they can decide what due process is. I also think there's a lot more related to the Luke Simon thing that came in the way of very stern conversations between Luke Simons and the leadership of the House. They go back to Al Carlson. Okay? And I think Luke Simons chose to disregard those attempts at doing things privately and in a proper way, face-to-face. You can't do this. You can't do that. You're a member of the House of Representatives. When you do that, it reflects on us. So I think they would say their version of due process, they did. I also think if Luke Simons would have been able to find two words in the English language that are sometimes hard to say, that he'd still be a member of the House of Representatives, the representatives of the state of North Dakota, and it would be, I'm sorry. He chose not to use those two words, and it cost him three votes, and he was bound. So Luke Simons owns some of that as well. Marion Wappington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to tell you that I was a little disappointed when you said that you wanted your daughters to abstain from sex before marriage, and don't you have a son? That rule applies to males and females.
Very good point. I didn't mean to exclude males and females, but I certainly made the same speech to him as well. Trust me on this one thing. But very good point, Mary. I'm glad you brought that up, because certainly you want that for your son or daughter. It's just, a conversation that a dad has a little more sternly with a daughter than you might with a son. But certainly we did. We had a conversation with both of them. It's not comfortable, but thankfully they were 12 years of Catholic schools, and we were just reinforcing a message they'd gotten since they were in kindergarten. But point well taken, Mary. You properly scolded me, and I appreciate that. All right, 28 past the hour. When we come back, we're going to tell you about the Leadership ND Project and talk with two iconic business leaders in North Dakota. Stay tuned. That's next on What's on Your Mind.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The IRS will push its April 15th tax filing deadline to May 17th, the agency and Treasury Department announced in a joint statement Wednesday. The decision comes after lawmakers asked the IRS to postpone the deadline due to what is becoming one of the most complicated tax seasons in decades. Democrats are zeroing in on raising the corporate tax from its current 21% to 28% as one of the easiest ways to find new revenue for an infrastructure package. While most senators are signaling that President Biden's next big-ticket bill must come with a way to pay for it, the White House and its allies are growing confident they can get there in part by increasing corporate taxes. AMC Movie Theaters are planning to have nearly all of its U.S. theaters open by Friday, marking a milestone for the chain that dodged bankruptcy during the pandemic. The last remaining theaters it has left to reopen are mostly in Southern California, where health officials demanded cinemas stay closed. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town.
There's a good voice right there. Guy with the last name Church can't be all bad, right?
Right.
Eric Church, I like it. Hey, America's Land Auctioneer is our friend Kevin Pfeiffer. 7 a.m. Saturdays, you're going to hear him on your radio. WDAY in the Flag, K-Fire 550 in the Flag West in Stanley, Tioga, Watford City in Williston. Tune that in. It's a great show. And our friends at Pfeiffer's, Pfeiffer's.com, have a whole powerful lineup of equipment auctions, some online bidding going on, land auctions as well. But on the machinery side, my goodness, live and online right now is a private party farm machinery auction out of Steele, North Dakota, the auction center of America. So check that out. They're opening the webcast in an hour and 20 minutes. Pre-bid is closed, so that one's just getting ready to go. Then they'll do Pfeiffer's Western Dakota equipment auction, and that one is Thursday next week. And then after that, Bowman and their Western Dakota equipment auction, that'll be on Friday the 26th. So a lot coming up. Then the Lickney Retirement Farm auction out of Jamestown happening on the 30th of March. Just a few that are in our future. All right. Nate, want to get in for the last 1 minute, 1 minute only on Radio Graffiti. Lay it on me. Nate, you got a minute. Go.
Good morning, Scott. You were talking about marijuana, and Chris, you know I'm not wanting to legalize it and stuff. One thing I have learned through my research is that 100,000 plus people die per year from alcohol, and about 85,000 to 100,000 people die per year from pharmaceuticals. And from my knowledge, nobody dies per year from marijuana for using it for medicinal or recreational purposes. And researchers up in Canada are also saying that people that use marijuana are not contracting COVID. And I thought I'd just bring that up. And another thing I'd like to say is that in school, when I did a test, a 66% grade was a failing grade. And that's what I give Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. It's a failing grade, and I believe that it was only put in place to give Biden a political win. And I'll hang up now and hear what you guys have to say.
I appreciate the call. We have 7 seconds left, so I'll just do a final note before we go to our next segment here on the program. You'll not hear me defend Big Pharma at all. I think Big Pharma is bad. And I think, you know, there's plenty of examples where medical marijuana is better than somebody being on some ridiculously expensive drugs and everything else. So I was won over on the medical marijuana side. I will just repeat that I've seen enough research to tell me marijuana leads to a lot of other bad stuff. So they might not die from the actual marijuana in their system, but they might die from all the horrible things that end up happening because they started with marijuana. So that's why I think the idea that, hey, train's left the station, let's just do it, that's why I'm against it. But I appreciate the call, Nate, and more of the Radio Graffiti segments next hour. We love them because kind of get into all kinds of other topics, and we appreciate it. All right, let's talk about Leadership North Dakota, which is a project led by the University of Mary Gary Tharaldson School of Business. And the namesake of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business is here, our friend Gary Tharaldson, or GT, as Kevin likes to call you. Hi, Gary, how are you?
Yeah, morning.
Forbes magazine says you're our only billionaire in North Dakota. So number one, congratulations on that. We've told you that before. That's no small feat. I know you well enough to know, your bank account isn't how you judge your success. It's your family and, it's, the livelihoods you provided for so many people over the years, but at the same token, that's no small feat. So.
Well, thank you.
When Forbes says nice things about you, what the heck, right?
I appreciate it.
Are you the only billionaire in North Dakota, you think?
I think so.
By Forbes is the measurement anyway.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just don't know if there's one or two others. I mean.
Are you counting?
No.
No, you're not even counting. So, yeah. I wonder if others are as well. But, you know, it's we're North Dakota and you're still North Dakota and Daisy, North Dakota billionaires are, you know, kind of in my book. Kind of.
I'm the only one from Daisy.
That
know
we
that.
Know. Yeah.
I just need to know, Gary, did Matt learn how to hit a softball yet?
Oh, yeah.
I know he did.
Yes, he did.
So did you. Exactly right. Vern Dosh is joining us today, and Vern is an iconic leader in North Dakota, longtime leader in technology and rural utility cooperatives. Vern, you also have a lot of fans in our audience, as judging by our text, so that's great. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. Great to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
And in the break, I remember the last time I interviewed you was shortly before I got a very long thing stuck up my nose at a testing site, so you were part of Governor Burgum's team of overseeing the whole testing, and thank you for that, too, by the way.
Yeah, had an opportunity to be a part of that and appreciate the coverage that you gave those testing events because they were critical in that whole fight against COVID, which is ongoing.
It sure is, yeah. It is a battle. We're on our way to winning, but no doubt continues to be a battle. You just look at the numbers and say we've come a long, long way from when you and I were standing in the Fargo Dome parking lot. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah? And all the uncertainty. What are you most proud of your iconic career?
I don't know if I'd call it an iconic career, Scott. I had the opportunity to grow up in North Dakota, to raise my kids here, our kids here. Grandkids are all here in North Dakota. And I had the chance to grow up with this company called NISC and be a part of building it, and but being able to live where I want to live. So my greatest accomplishment is my family, no question about it. It's why we stayed in North Dakota. That's a priority. But to work alongside of some amazing, smart, dedicated people that I did at NISC, and to be able to grow that company, to be able to be involved in the community, to be able to be involved with the University of Mary now after my retirement has truly been a blessing.
You know, I think people sometimes think of co-ops as, the Senex down the street or, you know, Petroserve USA is one of our fine sponsors as a co-op that they kind of these folks that band together. But explain what NISC, you know, what the secret sauce behind that company was. Some folks might not be aware. I think most folks are in and around Bismarck and Western North Dakota do, but not necessarily this way.
Yeah, so, you know, back in the 60s, the challenge for rural electrics and rural telephones was how do we automate? How do we take advantage of automation? Mainframes were coming on the horizon at that time. Very difficult for these young, small cooperatives to be able to embrace technology. So the decision was made to form a co-op to serve co-ops with technology, and it really began as a North Dakota, you know, idea, concept, and started from zero. I mean, when we got started, it was negative equity, and we were burning cash, and product wasn't to market yet. And over the last 50 years, it has grown to be a national provider. Today, NISC provide software and technical services for 50% of the market share in the United States.
Oh, my goodness.
And it all started, Scott, here in North Dakota, which is really cool. And, you know, people say, if you had to do it over again, what would you do? We'd start it here in North Dakota.
That's pretty amazing. And, by the way, Microsoft would kill for that market share.
Yeah.
So that gives you an idea of how they are. Jerome Ricker's here. Jerome is Executive Vice President for the University of Mary, top lieutenant to another iconic fellow, Monsignor James Shea. And the Leadership North Dakota program is something that many people have talked about over the years and tried to get into the right spot. And the University of Mary was, given that as the guardian of it. And maybe, Jerome, first start there. What is Leadership North Dakota?
Scott, it's great to be here. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here with you, and especially it's humbling to be with these two fine gentlemen that are so good to the state of North Dakota, but also to the University of Mary. Vern is one of our alum, and we're just so proud. And then to have Mr. Thurlson here, who, as you mentioned, has given the honor of his name to our School of Business. And so I'm just humbled to be here. But Leadership North Dakota, which is why we're here in Fargo, is because we have our cohort for Leadership North Dakota here in Fargo this weekend. What we are doing with Leadership North Dakota is what I think a lot of people desired to have happen for many years. So a lot of great people, everything from the governor all the way down to the state legislators, to people in Watford City, to people in Fargo, that said, we need more of your middle management people having the expectation of themselves to become the leaders that are going to take North Dakota to the next level. And then the other thing that Leadership North Dakota is meant to do more than just train in leadership skills is to build the relationships necessary, especially in this time where North Dakota has been so blessed with the energy boom, with the technology that we have both here in Fargo and Mandan and all these different places, and start to get people to come together to see how our entire state can build upon these gifts. And so you and I have been up there, Scott, at UND with the drones and hearing the incredible things that are happening there. It's important that we get the people from Watford City who are working on very important projects that, wow, drones could really make a difference in how they're doing the energy fields work. And now you have younger people being mentored by people like Vern Dash, who is our director of Leadership North Dakota, to say this is how you do it. And we believe very deeply that the University of Mary has something to offer, which is the idea of servant leadership. This is deeply in our bones here in North Dakota, but it's even deeper in our bones in the sense of a Benedictine Christian education. We're not meant to go and to have an authority and just say, do it. We're meant to lead by showing them how through service. And this is why Mr. Thurlson's name is on our School of Business, because he is the epitome of a servant leader, of humility. And then you have Vern Dash, who has graduated from the University of Mary, who has learned it, who learned from Sister Thomas, and now is taking it out into the public realm.
How many people are benefiting from this? How many people are enrolled in Leadership ND and get to learn from folks like Gary and Vern?
Actually, not as many as people might think. We keep it into a small group intentionally. So it's an intense experience. It's every month for 3 days, and they're meeting with some of the greatest leaders in the state of North Dakota, and we want them to really drink deeply from the experience and then to take that out to their companies. And so the original one was about 22, I think, is what we had in the very original cohort. Now this year, because of COVID and the regulations, we've had to squeeze it down to 12. Otherwise, there's some places that we wouldn't be able to get.
And Gary, I've seen you with these students, and I see you light up almost as much as you do when you find that perfect location for the next hotel, right? And say, hey, this is just, what's the experience like for you?
Well, it's very exciting, and I think the servant leadership, that's why I'm part of the University of Mary, because when I seen what they were accomplishing and why they were accomplishing it, and making sure that their students turned out to be really good people and they would go out and be servant leaders too, that's the reason I got involved in Mary. And so it excites me every time I hear Jerome or Vern or anybody else talk about the University of Mary, because I know exactly what they're talking about, and it makes me feel really good that I was blessed to have my name on their school because of the way they are. And they're so business-orientated, too, from Monsignor Shea down the line, because they want to be the best. And that's the important. And I think they are, if they're not the best, they're one of the best. That's amazing.
Say, and the great thing is they can do things other schools can't do. You know, I mean, that they just have that charter, which is really great. More on this coming up. Don't go away, folks.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. The good folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons know all about the pressure of the bottom line and the budget and the certainty they bring by maintaining your mechanical systems. That can be everything from your HVAC to literally the assembly line, where they repair it when it needs repair, where they replace it when it needs to be replaced, and you've got one static line on that balance sheet. It means a big difference. They're now doing this for over 1,000 different buildings and businesses all throughout the Northern Plains. with their Link system. They are a Link service contractor, been that since four decades, early 90s. And, of course, A.J. Thompson and Sons serving folks, beginning with the Little Plumber, way back to 1908 when they started. HATandSons.com to find out more, or call 223-3393. Governor Doug Burgum at the top of the hour. Then we're going to ask Vern and Vern Dosh and Gary Tharaldson that are with us today on the conversation, as well as Jerome Richter, University of Mary, to stick around until next hour. We'll also be joined by the dean of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business, Dr. Carl Sobach, who's with us today as well. Vern, I want to ask you the same question that I asked Gary, and that is, what do you get out of Leadership MD in this interaction with the next generation of leaders?
Scott, you know, I would go back to 1974. I was an undergraduate student at the University of Mary, and one of the required classes was servant leadership, and Sister Thomas taught it.
Oh, my.
And, you know, I thought it was a little lame. I mean, it's like servant leader, isn't that kind of an oxymoron? Aren't leaders supposed to be strong and decisive? But a seed was planted there by Sister Thomas. And, you know, fast forward 45 years through my career, I look over my shoulder and I realize how important that was. And for our organization, based on the fact that we probably have 150 students from the University of Mary in our organization, And that early mentoring from Sister Thomas had a profound impact on our company, on the culture, on the way we built that company. So today, at this point in my life, I look back and I'm so grateful for the mentors. I'm so grateful for the Sister Thomases, the Mr. Tharaldsons. The list is long, and you feel a sense of responsibility to give back. And I'll tell you, Scott, nothing is more gratifying for me than to be in a position of being able to work with these emerging leaders and hopefully make their journey a little better.
You know, selfishness is dangerous in life, but certainly as an employee, if you come in looking for a new job and you're worried about how much I'm going to make, how much vacation I get, what am I going to get out of this, you're starting from a bad spot. And Gary, you talked earlier about just the excitement and the energy that you find from leaders at the University of Mary. Do you sense in tomorrow's, you know, workforce too much selfishness? And is this one of the reasons you're doing this, to try and find that crop of leaders that you can say, don't come in about you, come in about what you can do for others?
You know, I've been very blessed.
Kevin? I'm not hearing. Here, go ahead.
Now, I've been very blessed because my employees are exceptional people, and they always, the majority of them are trying to be their very best they can be. And
your employees are.
I could not have built the company I did without great employees.
And who did they get that from?
Well, I'm hoping that I would say that I have key leaders that really pass on the traits that I have.
Because you're a servant leader.
Yeah.
And they're saying, we're going to be like Gary. We're going to do this as a company. And then that's a culture. But if you're looking at somebody 30-something trying to break into the Tharaldson Enterprise and say, I want to be part of this great hotel developing company, do they come in? These youngsters today, for lack of a better term, because I'm 56, I can call them that, right? From 30s to 40-somethings, do you see in them a need to have what North Dakota leadership North Dakota is bringing to them to try and get them out of that sort of what about me mode?
Well, I think the thing is, that's the type of employee that we're trying to hire, is that ones that can see the future with our company and the excitement that our managers bring to our company. And I think we were sort of doing the servant leadership type thing before I got involved with the University of Mary. But the thing is, I didn't understand it maybe. And now I understand why my employees are the way they are. They have the instincts, and of course, of being servant leaders and loving their job, doing things for the community. But, you know, when we first start, we just don't understand that.
Right. And Jerome, I'm going to try to be critical of you know, younger generation, but I think this is a need for the workforce. I mean, you want to see somebody that's hungry for the job, that wants to be a servant leader, not what am I going to get? And I think there's more, unfortunately, of the latter, which is why this is so important. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right, Scott. And Mr. Tharaldson's absolutely right. but it's the intentionality that we need to do. And so building off of what Gary just said, so many of us grew up on the farm. Gary and Daisy, I grew up on a dairy farm. Vern grew up with roots back down into Emmons County, etc. And so we had that North Dakota can-do spirit. We had that North Dakota, you respect the people above you, and you when you step into a room, you say, how can I help? Not what's in this for me. Times are changing, we know that. That doesn't mean that our young people are any worse off than we were, but they don't have the same opportunities that we did. And so now we need to be intentional. We need to be intentional in what we're doing. And I had a mentor, as Vern so beautifully said, we can't thank enough for the mentors we've had in our life, but she was a teacher. And I said, what's the difference between a good teacher and a master teacher? And she said, a good teacher just does it because it's just kind of in them. But a master teacher does it and knows why they're a good teacher.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard wellness and a hot tub. And like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.